This question is twofold. One, is there such a thing as a soulmate? And secondly, recently I had gone to a wedding, and the priest had said something to the effect of that the bridegroom will be together for the next 7 lifetimes, which I found a bit unfair, because is this written actually in scripture? And suppose you're not too keen on your partner and you're just, you know, stuck, or you're doing everything in this lifetime, coming to Swamiji's lectures, you know, attaining God, Thyag, all of that, karma yoga, and your partner's still bound in Maya, so you're still stuck with them? So it comes back to the cold question of, is there truly a soulmate?
One husband and wife had been married for 25 years. The husband had a very foul nature. And the wife was very placable, amenable. Husband once shared his sentiments. He said, you know, my darling, I have been so unfair and harsh upon you so many times. And yet you have never become upset upon me. You are definitely my soulmate if ever there was one. But tell me, how did you used to handle your frustration? The wife said that every time I got frustrated with your scoldings, all I did was to go and clean the toilet seat. The husband said, but how does that give vent to the frustrations? The wife said, I used to use your toothbrush. So, it's always good to believe that you have found the soulmate, you know, but that's not the reality. The soul is eternal. And these worldly relationships are of one lifetime. A soulmate would be one who is eternally with you. Now, the problem with the worldly relationships is that we have the three gunas. The mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, sattva, rajas and tamas. And that is why the husband's chitta vritti or temperament is rotating in these three modes. The wife's temperament is also rotating in these three modes. It is only natural that from time to time there is going to be conflict, from time to time there's going to be disagreement. A soulmate would be one where there is no question of any disagreement. All right? Plus, no matter how much they try, they cannot rise beyond selfishness. The only person who can rise beyond selfishness is one who has achieved the bliss of God. Because then the self-interest is realized. That person can love selflessly. Everybody else, they may say wonderful things. Tum to hamare pran pyare ho. Right? You are dearer to me than my life airs. They may say such things. But when supposing two lovers are sitting, saying to each other, Tum to hamare pran pyare ho. Just throw a rubber snake between the two of them. Not an actual snake, just a rubber snake. And then see how they run to save their own pran, to hell with the pran pyara. Everybody loves their own body, their own life airs, their own soul. So the real soul mate is God. The word in Sanskrit is sambandh. Sambandh means that personality with whom you have got a complete and eternal relationship. So our soulmate is God, whether we realize it or we don't realize it. Nevertheless, in the materially conditioned state, if you can find a partner who helps you, if the two of you can help each other along this journey to a reasonable extent, you can say, all right, maybe you are not soulmates, but at least you are partners on the journey. Otherwise, very often, there's so much of a conflict. It's a makeshift arrangement. Make it as amenable as you can. Don't have too high expectations. Now, if you have, you know, expectations going by what people write, that you have this soulmate whom you will find and then you will live happily ever after, then there's no doubt you will feel disappointed. And sometimes in American society, you keep on doing rehearsals, this person is not soulmate, this person is not soulmate. So you keep running after the elusive soulmate. Instead of that, just make the bad bargain work to the best extent possible and try and utilize the situation, the position, to go towards God.